This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has scripted history in West Bengal by securing an overwhelming mandate in the 294-member state assembly. The ruling BJP-led NDA has secured a historic third consecutive term in Assam. In Keralam, the United Democratic Front has swept the polls with 99 seats, signalling a decisive return to power. Puducherry is expected to witness the return of a National Democratic Alliance NDA government led by N. Rangaswamy's All India NR Congress AINRC. In West Bengal, BJP candidate Suvendu Adhikari defeated West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC leader Mamata Banerjee in the Bhavanipur Assembly constituency by more than 15,000 votes.
Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee has been defeated by BJP Shubhendu Adhikari by more than 15,000 votes in the Bhavanipur Assembly. Shubhendu Adhikari also won the Nandigram seat. This is regarded as a significant victory for the BJP, which is going to form the government in West Bengal. Kolnan Laha reporting from Kolkata.
BJP has crossed the majority mark of 148 in the 294-member house, ending the 15-year rule of Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress TMC in the first election after Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll. With the win, the state will be witnessing its first BJP government since independence. Out of a total of 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 281 constituencies so far. BJP has bagged 203 seats, while Trinamool Congress has won 72 seats. Congress and regional armed Janata Unnayan Party, AJUP, secured 2 seats each. CPM clinched 1 seat. As per trends available so far for 12 seats, BJP is surging in 3, while Trinamool Congress is leading in 9. In Assam, out of the results declared for 101 constituencies, BJP has bagged 73 seats, while its ally Assam Gana Parishad AGP has won 6 seats and Bodoland People's Front BPF has secured 8 seats. On the other hand, Congress has gained 10 seats, All India United Democratic Front AIUDF clinched 2 seats, while Raijor Dal and TMC have secured 1 seat each. In Keralam, the Congress-led UDF has clinched a decisive win. While the Congress won 63 seats, its ally IUML added 22, giving the alliance a dominant edge across the state. In Puducherry, the National Democratic Alliance is set to form the next government, securing a comfortable majority of 18 in the 30-member house. Actor-turned-politician Vijay's led Tamaraga Vetri Karagam, TVK, is all set to create history in Tamil Nadu Assembly election by emerging as the single largest party. TVK has 106 seats and is leading on 1 seat out of 234 constituencies across the state. In an intense three-cornered battle in the state, 231 results have been declared, while trends are available from other 3 seats. According to the Election Commission, the ruling Dravida Munnetra Karagam, DMK, led by Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, has won 59 seats and is leading on 1 seat, while its rival All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Karagam, AIADMK, has won 47 seats. PMK has won 4 seats, Indian National Congress, INC, has won 5 seats, BJP, DMDK and AMMKMNKZ bagged 1 seat each. CPIM, CPIM, BCK and IUML bagged 2 seats each. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today is a historic and unprecedented day and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Keralam. Addressing a party worker at BJP headquarters in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said today heralds a new dawn for the nation and people have placed their trust in India's great democracy, politics of performance and trust in the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
जय पराजय लोकतंत्र और चुनावी राजनीति का एक स्वाभाविक हिस्सा होता है लेकिन 5 प्रदेशों की जनता ने पूरे विश्व को दिखाया है कि ये हमारा भारत मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी क्यों है लोकतंत्र डेमोक्रेसी हमारे लिए सिर्फ एक तंत्र नहीं है ये हमारी रगों में दौड़ता हुआ संस्कार है और आज सिर्फ भारत का लोकतंत्र ही नहीं जीता है आज भारत का संविधान भी जीता है
That's the end of this news bulletin.